like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brook, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Oh, and we have Olympus Has Fallen this week.
Oh boy, has it fallen, John. Let's just prepare the listeners. We completely disagree on this one.
How bad can a movie be when Morgan Freeman isn't playing God, but is playing the Speaker of the House?
Okay, so let's just break it down for you. Olympus Has Fallen should be a good movie. It stars Gerard Butler, Angela Bassett, Morgan Freeman, Aaron Eckhart. So you think, how bad could this movie be? Well, let me tell you, it was really bad.
And what do you know? The guy sitting just two people down from you enjoyed it. Laughed, rolled around, had a drink, just was having a great time.
That was me. Maybe it was the drink that made this more enjoyable for you. I did not have a blue, whatever you were drinking, the blue Hawaii drink. I was sitting there trying to digest this movie, and I needed a drink because it was hard to swallow. It is about this fringe group out of North Korea who comes and basically takes down the White House, holds the president hostage, and this Secret Service operative, who's played by Gerard Butler, kind of springs into action a la Air Force One style, tries to get the president back.
It's absurdist thriller stuff.
No, it could be a fun kind of Die Hard type of movie.
The old Die Hard in it, with that lightness about it that satirizes the genre.
You know what really disturbed me? Why this is so not Die Hard? First of all, Gerard Butler is not Bruce Willis. I just thought this was pointless. The violence, the acting was really poor on the part of the fringe group. I didn't like it.
On the other side, this guy absolutely enjoyed it, knowing that it was cheesy.
This guy meaning you?
Yes, indeed. Knowing that it was superficial, there were some plausible things in it. Even the way people were murdered was plausible. It was quick, it was clean, it was efficient. There must have been any number of people who were shot in the head immediately, and then action moved on just the way it probably is. People's necks were broken.
Why did I need to see this? You know how many people died in this movie? It's like we have so many awful things that happen in the world. When I go to a movie to escape, I don't want to see death and destruction.
You need to suspend your disbelief. For instance, I'm not real happy about all kinds of nudity and lovemaking on the screen.
Why not?
I don't think it's necessary.
But you'd rather see someone get their neck snapped?
I can understand that in terms of formula of the genre. People need to be murdered.
Okay.
But I can suspend it from myself.
Do you know what's so great about Die Hard?
What? There's nobody murdered.
Well, there's like one or two. This was like 1,000. I will say the blood and the violence and the gory way of killing takes up about 50% of this movie.
Toward the beginning of that film, when this commando group from North Korea takes over the White House, it takes them 13 minutes because it has been analyzed that should something like this happen, it would take the military 15 minutes to be at the White House. That's the kind of detail.
I will watch a violent movie, no problem, and really like it if the plot is good. This was boring. Die Hard has a really great storyline, really great character development. You like this guy. You're rooting for him. Air Force One. It's a good movie. There wasn't enough in this movie for me to like. I just thought it was very, very shallow.
I liked Gerard Butler, Aaron Eckhart as the president, and of course, I loved Ashley Judd as the president's wife, even though she doesn't appear in the whole movie.
She's only in the movie for like the first 10 minutes. I will say, I think the first 10 minutes of this movie are the best.
Yes, that's good.
You can go for 10 minutes and then go leave that theater and go to another one to see something better.
We do have Absolute Power with Gene Hackman and Clint Eastwood as movies that people can see if they like this kind of presidential business. Ides of March, President's Men.
You're talking about movies that are good.
I know that. You could see even Frost Nixon in Primary Colors if you like politics that's closer to reality.
All much better movies than this
yes,
one.
Yes, they are.
I don't mind violent movies if it's for a purpose. This was stupid.
All right. If you can suspend your disbelief, I personally recommend this for a kind of mindless pleasure. I was enjoying it. You weren't enjoying it.
I was not.
That was part of my...
I was like moaning and groaning. And so what grade do you give it with the booze on top?
There you go. Oh, this is a B.
I cannot believe you just gave this a B. A B for unbelievable.
Carolyn, what would you give it?
A D for downright dumb.
We'll be back next week with a better film.
Let's cross our fingers, I hope.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook. Listen to shows and read reviews online, wcbe.org.